Good evening, everyone. I want to wait Katnip. She was snoozing over here. Welcome. What is the date? It's 26th. Welcome to July 26th City Council meeting. And Mr. Funkhauser, would you like to lead us in the pledge today?
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Funkhauser. And we have everyone here, so we don't need to call the Zoom special meeting rules. So we'll just do the regular roll call.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. I have no amendments to the agenda, but I will say this before we vote on the consent agenda. I do want to talk a little bit about the baseline rule improvements. So we'll just talk before we have a motion. Presentations. Anyone want to do any presentations? Merrick, you have everything? Dance moves around?
That's it.
Okay, just check. That's very nice, yes.
And
I like how every one of us, even Mr. Transier, kind of went casual today. We like it, very casual. Okay. Citizen comments. Are there,
casual.
What's that?
I'm not casual.
Talk about the alderman.
Oh,
I'm sorry, alder people.
Bart's not casual.
Is he an alder person?
No.
Just listen, okay? Are there any citizen comments on the agenda? Nope. Anyone in Zoom land? Nope. Okay. So, consent agenda. Before we get a motion in a second, we have the baseline road improvements. And I just want to throw this out. Whatever you do is fine, but I think it's worth at least having a discussion. Between the engineering agreement, which is approximately 35 grand, and the engineer's estimate to repave the road, the total is about 700 grand. That road is not used by city residents too frequently. Are you all prepared, you know, depending on the bids next year, are you prepared to say, hey, we're gonna spend 700 grand on a road that's used very little by city residents? So, go ahead.
This is a full resurfacing of the road. I take this from what we're looking at.
Yes.
It's going to be a middle review.
Being about a 20-year last, is that what you said, 15 to 20 years will last?
I don't think there's anything we can do that is a interim, because that road is barely there as it is. Parts are gravel, significant holes. But you're right, there's one person that lives on it on the Trigger roadside, and we have very few residents that use it ourselves. But we can kick it down the can, if we can kick the can down the road more if we want. It's a big chunk of our road improvements annually, though.
It is.
$700,000 is a big chunk to take out for a very low use. But somebody's got to do it at some point.
The road is used a couple thousand cars a day, but it's just very few Yorkville residents use it. So anyone else?
I didn't think we even had the option, really, but when we accepted it, and I think it was a couple of administrations back, right? Like 28 or 08.
Something like that, yeah.
That's when they made the deal to get it, and if that was a problem, you should never. There was some finagling going on at that intersection, so.
Okay.
And, I mean, I think now we're stuck with it, right? I don't know any other way of.
We could look at giving it back to township, but they may not take it until we improve it anyway.
Right.
And is that something? Here's the thing. I believe that road gets used now. It will be used as the community continues to grow. I mean, that's going to be a continuation of 30. The state can't take it over, but it'll be a continuation. It'll be used, but right now, to the point, Ms. Frankhauser said, 700 grand out of our budget's a chunk. I'm not saying we should or shouldn't do it, but what I don't want to do is come next year and have us say, oh, geez, this is a lot of money out of our budget. Should we do it when we've just spent 35 grand in engineering? Now, if the estimate's coming at $1 million, we may say, yeah, or the actual bid's coming at $1 million, we may say, let's hold off a year. But, okay, I wanted to have a discussion. That's a chunk of money. And for a consent agenda to be that kind of money, I just want to at least.
What do they plan on redoing that bridge?
It'll be redone with the Route 47 expansion, which is currently in phase 2 design engineering, so they are doing land acquisition.
It's funded for full construction, so it could start at any point, but our best guess is that it's still a couple years out.
And repairs to this road can't wait for that bridge?
I think for when they do the bridge, I think that's subjective. So, I mean, the road is one of the poorest rated roads in the city. You can continue to patch it at the tune of, I think we talked about it a few years ago, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, which is basically throwaway money for the end of the year. We talked about closing it for the bridge issue. We still have to keep the road open for access to the homes and the other properties there. But I mean, we've looked at all the options. To repave it, and so that's why it's in the budget for discussion.
Other questions or comments? Okay, at least we had the discussion. I am looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda with the minutes from July 12th, the bill for $1,872,307.60, the 2021 sidewalk improvements, change order. It's an accounting thing more than anything, isn't that correct? We're not spending any more money, we're just doing some.
It's actually reducing the amount of money.
Okay, well that seemed better than we already spent last year. And the engineering agreement for the baseline road improvements. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Solon, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Poacher. Any, I guess no discussion, that's why we just had it. We'll do a roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Poacher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And I will say, to that discussion we had, the township road supervisor will be very pleased because he's left me a couple messages over the couple years of get that fixed. So anyway, thank you.
This one partner.
What's that?
This one partner with us?
He's partnering with us on some other projects, so. Yeah, I don't know that. We could always ask, but I don't know.
And they redid their portion of the road already.
Oh, so they did. Okay. the small portion?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably why he's calling me. Okay. Under Mayor's report, we have a couple items, but a couple other things I want to just discuss briefly. First of all, I know Tim's not here today, but unless that's him zooming in, I don't know. Either way, Riverfest, I don't know if anyone made Riverfest. Friday night was kind of rainy. Saturday night was packed. I'm not kidding you. It was the most crowd I've ever seen in downtown, other than maybe a few years ago when they had the fireworks because they were canceled on the 4th. Packed. It was a great time. People had a good time. So if you didn't get a chance to make it Saturday, it was fantastic. It was fun. Had a real good time. Second thing, on August 2nd, National Night Out, 5:30 to 8 over here at Beecher. And I think, do they have a movie again this year for the kids? A movie? I think last year they had a movie for the kids.
I don't think they have a movie. The Home Plate Hot Dogs is coming out at reduced price hot dogs. We have ice skates, we have vehicles out there. Team staff will be out there, games for the kids.
Yeah, it's a good time. That's a good time, too.
It'll be Paw Patrol, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, it will be. And that is Timothy's iPhone. Okay, I like that. Paw Patrol will be the movie.
Paw Patrol will be there to meet and greet, as well as we'll have a truck in addition to the things the Chief of Police said.
Oh, the Paw Patrol won't be a movie. They'll be there in person.
They will be there in person for meet and greet.
You know, they are so much like Santa Claus. How they appear in so many places, I don't know. It's amazing. That is going to be great. So anything else, Timothy?
Just one other thing. We are also on Thursday, August 4th, we are doing a North Los Rico back to school bash over at Venue 1012. From 2 to 5 o'clock will be a bunch of kids' activities. And then at 7:30, the Oswego, one of the local bands, is doing Disney songs starting at 7:30 of that night.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, the third thing is probably most of you have heard the sheriff is going to talk to the county board about closing the jail, and which obviously would impact what we do, taking people probably to King County. Jim just heard about it yesterday. I just heard about it yesterday. You all just heard about it yesterday or today right here if you haven't heard about it. We don't have a lot of details. I do have a call into the sheriff. We're going to sit down in the next couple days here. I've got some calls and some county board members just to get their thoughts on it. So we really don't have any details to talk about right now. I mean, if you want to ask questions, you can, but Jim just heard about it yesterday, yesterday afternoon? So it's brand new to all of us. But I wanted to obviously address that because that is something big.
Just one simple one. So basically, go to St. Charles, right? Anyway, it's the jail's closed, right? Because we're going to St. Charles. Does that mean you'd have to build a whole some here, a new building?
No. So part of the discussion we had with all the chiefs and sheriff was what we were going to do if we had to, number one, book a prisoner,
okay,
and number two, hold a prisoner. Because we're the only agency that does not have a holding facility, and we did not plan for it in our current building, new construction. That was an agreement that the sheriff and I came up with. He is going to be in the same boat we are in, to shut him down with his facility. And again, this is not a done deal. It's, they're working on the options. It's the potential for that to happen. But if, in fact, it does happen, they're going to be in the same boat we are. Where do they take the prisoners? Where do they put prisoners at? Are the prisoners going to be held? He has worked out with Sheriff Haney that the only change for Yorkville and the Yorkville Police Department would be that we would have to, instead of driving to the Yorkville Sheriff's Office, we would be driving to the King County Sheriff's Office in June. So they would take our prisoners, they would book our prisoners, the Sheriff's Office would be paying for those prisoners, and the Sheriff's Office would be providing the transportation back from King to Yorkville Court for purposes of a hearing summons.
And again, we just heard about it. We're trying to ferret out some details, and I think they are too on the county side. So, okay.
Bare bones staff for booking and holding for bond call.
I wasn't involved in those discussions. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for that.
You're
yesterday was the first day.
You're all welcome to call whoever you want and ask that question. We just heard about it. We don't know those details.
Or
the thought process.
Do we pay for them to be transported to King County?
No, so what would happen is we would take custody of a person for a particular charge. We would transport in our squad cars up to King County. And we would then complete our paperwork and turn the prisoner over to the King County Sheriff's Office. To get them to come back for court, the Kendall County Sheriff's Office.
Right, okay. And then what about, do we have any idea what that would cost us? Because we're taking somebody off the street probably to drive them up?
I'm just finding out about it. But, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the financial impact on us.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns, but it's something we're going to have to talk about. So. Okay, that's all I had that was not listed on the mayor's report. We do have the first thing. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution for change orders relating to East Main Street improvements. Change order number one. Is there a motion?
Second
by Mayor Cosette. Okay, Eric, Brad, who wants to talk about this? It's not real expensive, but it's kind of complicated a little bit.
Sure, yeah, I can expand on it. So, as you know, both of our paving projects have been on hold due to the local 150 strike. In order to move that project forward, the contractor proposed using materials from an alternative site. That site is located far west of here, so there was additional trucking and fuel to get the materials needed in order to be able to build sidewalk and use it for paving for the asphalt. So there was an upcharge that was proposed, and that's what's presented in the change order. The concrete work has moved forward. That was a minimal amount, I believe somewhere in the range of $4,000 to $5,000. That work is underway, about maybe 40% complete. The additional money were for the upcharge of the paving. So happens the strike ended today. So at the moment, we're not certain whether or not there's going to be an upcharge. We don't think there's going to be. The contractor has indicated that. But that's still part of the change order as presented this evening. If the upcharge isn't there for the asphalt, that'll just be credited back at the end of the project. was clean it up with the balancing change order at the end of the job.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Clocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve the Fox Hill Subdivision Roadway Improvement Settlement Agreement with Deconstruction for approximately $23,000, the exact amount's in there. Is there a motion and a second? Clocher, was that a second? Okay. Discussions at all? Questions? Roll call, please. Oh, sorry. Mr. Mayor.
I have concerns. How did we arrive at the settlement? So did they make an offer, say we're not happy with this? The terms of the contract, so I guess I'm kind of confused as to why it's very clearly laid out. Yeah. What kind of considering how it's
Yeah, the 31 days was initially calculated by staff as an upper end estimate, and we structured it counter to 12 days, giving us some background information on it. We had taken some of that information into consideration, relooked at it, and felt that 18 was a reasonable middle ground. Not that 31 isn't, obviously it's our first offer. But, you know, we felt that it would cover our initial costs and issues that were caused on site, and it keeps us in, mutual agreement with the contractor that we use quite frequently. So there was a little bit of a long-term relationship, adjustment that we felt was reasonable there, too, in the discussion.
What were the reasons that we agreed with 18? Was it weather-related? Was it?
Yeah, in the terms of the regular contract and time afterwards.
It was kind of a good meeting ground, certainly, that was part of it. And just what Mark alluded to, contractor has agreed to all the extra punch list items that we had asked for, especially this new product, which it's scheduled to be installed, hasn't been installed. But that's a significant cost to them. They haven't complained or questioned that by any means. And again, just as Mark stated, this is one of three paving contractors city's work, so just to kind of maintain order there moving forward.
So if it's a breach of contract, are we setting a precedence with a contractor that we use quite frequently that this is okay to happen going forward too? Well, I guess that's my concern.
Eric, please.
I mean, this is the first time in the 20 years that we've worked with them that we've had to invoke this cost in the contract, so I don't think it's that kind of process.
Okay.
Chris?
Thank you.
And was this a subcontractor issue partly? I recall they had a subcontractor that...
It could be some of the subcontractor, but I think overall it was just poor timing and planning on their part for the entire project, and they just got caught.
I'll say the fact that they are remedying the issue,
This
does make me happy. Clearly, I was not thrilled when they missed the deadlines and they did not meet the contract obligations, but we are settling for something that's fair on our side, paying for what we need to cover ourselves, and work is getting rectified. So I'm not upset about this settlement at all.
Other questions, comments?
So given everything, right? Time frame, contract, agreement to rejuvenate, which should, like we said, should be applied and installed shortly. How much extra time does, when we do the rejuvenator, does that extend the life in your mind?
It does. It will extend the life of the pavement 5 to 7 years.
Okay. 5 to 7 years, really?
Yes.
And how many years originally was it estimated to last?
Normally, asphalt's 15 to 20.
So that could be a third to almost a half. And what was the project? What's the total cost of the project?
$1 million.
So 30% of that third of that's $330,000. So I mean, I guess that's a pretty good deal, actually. And when you look at it that way.
Yeah, the raw cost to apply that is $30,000 or $40,000 on top of that, which we didn't pay for.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for your support. Okay, I don't want to steal anyone's thunder. Public Works.
Sure.
PW 2022-58, a motion to approve an agreement for professional services for Kennedy Road and Freedom Place intersection improvements and authorize the mayor and city clerk.
Second.
Second by Trulis. Questions, comments? This project is expected to be bid on next year, and assuming how the bids come in, we would hope to take care of it next year. And that'll determine adding turn lanes both directions on Kane Road, correct? Roll call, please.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Pope.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Motion to approve an ordinance amending Title VII, Public Ways and Property of the City Code of the United States of Yorkville, Camden County, Illinois, citing obstruction in the roadway, parenthetical, and authorize the mayor and the city clerk, also put that out of text.
Second.
Second by Peterson. Discussion? Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Cope.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I thought you guys wanted to talk about that. Next up, PW 2022-61. A motion to approve a plat of vacation for Lincoln Prairie and authorize the mayor to execute.
Second.
Second by Funkhauser. Discussion? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Anything else? No?
Okay.
If you want to. If you want to.
Kent, it's not on the agenda. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't say we had to do anything.
Yeah, we can discuss anyway.
True.
Yeah, we can discuss
true,
it.
True.
And I'm told the next meeting is going to have a lot of consent agenda items. Isn't that right, Mr. Peterson?
Possibly. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see.
EDC report?
No report.
Public safety report?
No report.
Admin report?
No report.
Park board, Mr. iPhone?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Excellent. Planning and Zoning Commission, who's doing that? Oh, Jason's back there.
So this is a final plat for Bristol Bay Unit 10 and 12. The final plat was originally approved in 2006 with Bristol Bay, but it was never reported. So these two parcels now are just asking to get platted for a total of 179 townhomes. There is a bit of a reduction from the previous approved plat. It's not in terms of layout or anything. It's just that the original had 5-6 units per structure, and these have no 4-5. And it was recommended for approval by PCC unanimously.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Aye.
Is that Merrick?
Yep.
Okay. Funkhauser? Discussion? Roll call.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. Thank you, Jason. City Council report, anything? City Clerk's report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports. No? Okay. Staff report?
No report.
Mayor's report continued. Boy, it always comes back to me talking more. Holy cow. So, I have one other item that's not on the agenda. I'm just throwing this out. Last month we had a meeting we changed to 6 o'clock. And I'm indifferent on this. Is there any desire to change all the meetings at 6 o'clock? You have your committee meetings at 6 o'clock? I know for some of you it might be a problem at work, and if it is, I get it, so. No? Is that a work issue, probably?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, that's why we're asking. I'm indifferent, but I just thought, you know, if it worked last time, maybe it worked better for other, anyone else?
I'll concede 6:59.
There we go, 6:59.
6:30.
No one else has objection to leaving at 7, then? Okay, we'll leave it at 7. No pouting.
No pouting.
Okay, city building updates. Well, I guess we'll start. We have a resolution approving change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Merrick. Bart?
There's a couple locations on the second floor of the building where we double drywall for soundproofing.
That's what I got.
First piece of drywall basically was in the middle of the hallway. It was existing.
It
we laid the second one over. We did not originally plan to continue that drywall all the way to the end of the hallway. So there's two sections where we just have raw drywall. And so what we want to do is continue it to the end of the hallway, around the door, to ceiling trim and floor trim, and then the door trim, obviously. So it doesn't. So that's two locations within the hallway to do all the drywall trim work and stuff. It's about $5,000. So normally within staff authority, but because it's light construction, we've already approved about $9,000. Change orders, tips the threshold, and require city council approval for that.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Bart, water study update?
We are proceeding forward with planning. We held our initial staff kickoff meeting for the Lake Michigan project with DEI. I tried to prove the previous meetings. So we're just starting to lay out a timeline for processes. Deadlines and all these things. We have two meetings scheduled with the Cape Water Commission in the next 2 weeks. Both introductory and future, one of which is going to focus on funding, and the other one is going to focus on how to get the project done. So, as I mentioned a couple meetings ago, we should have information in August and September of this year that's going to start to lay out what decisions do we have to make and when, and maybe need some early information about the project.
Mr. Peterson?
What decisions we have to make is that pertaining to like what they, when to start the increases, and that's like a number one question.
One component is which funding sources do we apply for? What are the corresponding ways to pay for that? It's we've got like Michigan water permit. We have to do a corrosion control study which requires 2 years of work to basically prove. To the state that when we switch water sources, we won't corrode pipes and ruin the drinking water quality. And then there's everything else, every piece of equipment, receiving station, ground storage tanks, we have to plan out, we have to do land use discussion, we might have to acquire property. It's all of that. So we're going to be starting to break it out into many different action items that you're going to have to discuss. How fast are we growing? How many units have been built? What's our water supply? Do we need to build another well? These are all things that we're going to talk about here, starting really next month.
Do we have a rough idea of when we'll start the increase?
No, I mean, because it could be today.
Okay.
You could delay it somehow 20 years from now if we found an alternate revenue source.
Okay.
So that is truly a blank slate.
Fair enough.
Anything else? Okay. Any additional business? Any citizen comments? Anyone here? Anyone in Zoom land? No need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second by Funkhauser. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all. It was